Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie brought this up yesterday.
Who's Jimmy? Who's Jimmy?
Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Yeah. What? You said Jimmy.
You brought up yesterday.
Clear as day, Jimmy.
clear as day, Jimmy. I get it.
Yes.
You brought up yesterday that you're ordering a dash cam.
Yes.
Did you order?
I haven't ordered it. Well, we ordered one for the Jeep, and then we hit a bump, and it fell off.
Let me tell you why she's ordering the dash cam, because if you're out there driving right now and you're weaving all over the road, Jamie's going to call the cops on you.
You guys, I don't know what's going on. It's an epidemic. It's a freaking epidemic. I was telling BJ this the other day. We were driving home from Nitro Circus from the Pepsi Center, right? And it's like, I don't know, freaking 10:30 at night on a Tuesday. Yeah, because I'm mom of the year. My kid has to go to school the next day. But anyway, and so we're coming back from Nitro Circus. There were at least five cars coming from downtown, just weaving everywhere. And my son would go like, Mom, what's wrong with that guy? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, is he drunk? We play, is he drunk, is he stoned, or is he on his phone? That's the game we play in our car.
Which do you think is the most likely of the ABC?
We feel like people are, I hate to say this because now everybody got mad. We feel like people are stoned.
And then boom.
I know.
This comes out this morning.
Yeah.
That's what she said to me. She said, A, B, or C. But yeah, I feel like it's people that are stoned.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it could be a combination.
Because they're not erratic. They're not driving erratic. What they're doing is just kind of slowly going over into other people's lanes. And then, oh, crap, slowly going over into the other lane.
Well, now the numbers are out. According to insurance companies, and this is actual claims on collisions, the states that have legalized marijuana because of marijuana have had more accident increases than any other states in the country.
See?
Colorado, Oregon, California. Well, actually, California's not made it yet. Nevada and Washington, California's to come because they just legalized it.
Yeah, and I feel like drunk drivers are more like, I got this, and they're hitting the gas and, you know, weaving in and out, thinking they're freaking whatever movie that is. But the stoners are like, da 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 da. Oh, I'm over here. Da 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 da.
I'm with you. And you know what else I think with stoners and people, you're not going to like to hear this. And I'm sorry, but I just got to say what I feel, okay?
And when we say stoners, we don't mean like those of you that enjoy an edible once in a while or maybe smoky, the low-key once in a while around a campfire or something. Uh-uh. We don't care about that. I'm talking about full-blown stoned people, like out of their mind trying to drive.
Right.
Yeah.
And pretty much on a daily basis, you're trying to attempt this. I feel like with those, that they're doing it as they're driving.
Oh, for sure.
Reaching for their, you know, little pipe they got down there, or they're reaching for this. I feel like where the hell is my lighter? Oh, jeez. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like people are doing that with the booze.
Yeah.
Now, they are with the phone. Don't get me wrong.
The phone's horrible, too.
The phone's bad, too. But I do feel like that's part of the increase with the drivers.
So, what about this? What about this is crazy.
Oh, you don't buy it, do you?
No, I'm just listening.
But I also think that I forgot about another thing, which is opioids. And I think a lot of housewives are on Xanax. This is a true story that just happened the other day. My son and I were in our neighborhood. There was a white Tesla. And it is going, you guys, like a bumper car from one side to the other side to the one side to the other side. I mean, it's insane. So my son gets out his phone and starts taping her, this white Tesla in my neighborhood. And he's taping her. And we follow her all the way to her house because she's out of her mind. And so we pull up to her and she just stares at us. And then she finally rolls down the window because I think she sees there's a kid in here. You know, like I'm a woman and a kid. She rolls down her window. And she's like, can I help you? And I said, I just want to make sure you're okay. Are you okay? I'm fine. Why? And I said, because you were all over the road. You're going to kill somebody. You were all over the road. Uh-uh. And my son goes, I actually have you on tape. And she goes,
oh, boy.
Why are you taping me?
Yeah. Now you really... cross the line in her mind.
So in my neighborhood, there's a woman driving a white Tesla that's going to kill somebody. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Because she's all wigged out.
Yeah.
She's
and I don't know if that was drugs or alcohol, but she lives in a cul-de-sac, white Tesla, crazy, drunk-ass neighbor.
Well, I'm just warning you that if you live anywhere between Eisenhower Tunnel, where Jamie lives, and that door on the left,
I got you.
Through the tunnel,
I'm taking
anywhere
you down.
Between there and the DTC, she's on the lookout. She's ordered a dash cam, and she has decided she will become a rat.
No.
She will rat you out.
I want to be an honorary marshal or something, an honorary
You can
cop.
Get a badge, and you get to get handcuffs that you can take somebody down and run them down to the jail.
I want
to
do...
Just get to make a phone call.
My son looks at me. And this is so funny. So he says to me, because this lady's out of her mind in my neighborhood. And he goes, can we make a citizen's arrest? And I go, I don't know how to do that. And he goes, I can look it up on YouTube real quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're good. Let's just
I wouldn't go that far with it. Just be a rat.
Oh, no.
Just rat them out.
I think my son and I should get badges and handcuffs and tasers. Take everybody down.
Billy Club.
Yes.
Right. Get nightsticks.
Yes, I'm doing it. This is great. I want to do it.
You won't. You'll get your dash cam. You won't call the cops once.
Well, no.
You'll let it pass.
All right. So, for example, somebody says, oh, my gosh, I'm with you, Jamie. I just got a dash cam, and the things that I'm recording are insanity. It's crazy. People are all over the road. I don't know what's happening.
I do believe it's become worse.
Well, my cars.
It has.
My
And phones are part of the blame here, guys.
For sure.
Big time. Okay.
My steering wheel will vibrate really violently if I get over into the white line.
Yeah.
So I think people need the vibrating steering wheel.
Yeah.
Sean's going to set on it. What was that, Sean?
That was weird.
And Sean's just going to drive on the white line, sitting on it. What was that, Sean? Sorry. Yeah.
Sean, why don't you just go home?
Okay.
I think you've had enough for one day.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.